Chapter number 12. Every word is a song. Quote, where every word is a song, every step is a dance, and the flute is the favorite attendant. Close quote. From Sri Sri Brahma Sanhita. Every word is a song, but this is not a sound of this plane. This is from some other world that is so soft, so sweet, so heart-capturing. It is a world where correct behavior occurs most sweetly and harmoniously. Every word is like a song, gata ganam. Every movement is sweet, like dancing, natyam gamanam api. It has been described in this way. Everything is replete with the highest degree of beauty. This is the land of beauty. There everything is beautiful. Everything has the touch of beauty divine. The prime cause is charming, attracting, and arresting heart and soul. Stop! There is a land of such existence. Our aspiration is for such a life. Radhika Madhavasham. We can sincerely foster the idea to feel attraction to a life of such a plane, where everything is of a musical character. The flute of Krishna guides everything. That can even draw out the life from the body. The sound is so charming, it appears that one's very feeling wants to come out of bodily existence. Whatever part of our body is touched with any sort of such dealing, that part seems to disconnect from the other parts, and, if it is possible to imagine it, that part runs to join the subject. If there is color, the eye wants to feel it, as though separating himself from the other parts of the body. There is such a competition. Quote, I don't want your connection, O body. I want to run towards that direction. A call has come from there. Close quote. The hands, the eyes, the touch, all faculties will compete. Whatever part is touched will want to run away from the other friendly companions. Once, after conducting the parikrama, circumambulation, of the whole Brajamandal, the perimeter of Sri Vrindavan, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada asked his disciples, which pastimes attracted you most? Which location in Vrindavan has attracted you most? When he asked me this question, I replied that Kadam Kandi, the place of Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhu's bhajan, attracted me most of all. Midway between Nandagram and Yavat, there was an ashram where Srila Rupa Goswami settled and used to write his book, Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. That place attracted me most. Again, after a year or two, when we were at Sri Radhakund in the company of Srila Prabhupada, he very suddenly remarked, quote, your place, that place of yours, close quote. I was astounded. What? Where is my place? He said, your place is Kadam Kandi, the place of Srila Rupa Goswami. I thought, oh, he had some purpose when he inquired a year or two ago which location was attractive to who. He kept these things on his mind, and accordingly today he is saying, your place. So he was very particular about ruchi pariksha, or to examine the taste of a particular person for a particular leela and a particular group of service. It is necessary for the acharya to examine his disciple and determine the place where he is to be located. He must determine where his disciple stands and accordingly, in harmony with that innate taste, help him in his march towards that land of his aspiration. The destination has been settled, but how shall I reach it? When shall I reach it? Those who come to my aid to take them there, they are my masters, my gurus, Shiksha gurus and Diksha guru. Whoever helps me to go there is my guru. He is my guide who will help me to reach my located destination, the station of my innermost hankering. Radhika Madhavasham Prapto Yasya Pratithaha Kripaya Sri Gurung Tang Natosmi. He has helped me to locate my destination. He has educated me how and what to aspire after and how to reach that highest aspired shelter. I have attained all these things through him. He is my all in life, the master of my life. There is a boat, and he is the helmsman. Guru Karnadharam. I have surrendered unto him. I have accepted him. I have boarded his boat, and he is taking me towards the goal of my life. The human body, Nrikdeham, has been compared to a boat. By utilizing my resources in this body and mind, my Gurudev, as the helmsman, is guiding me towards the goal. One who does not take this opportunity after coming into the human species commits suicide. He commits suicide by failing to take advantage of crossing the ocean of life and death, birth and death, birth and death. The very nature of the ocean of mundane existence is waves, life and death, birth and death. The helmsman to take us across this ocean of life and death, birth and death, is Gurudev. It is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam that anyone who misses this chance is committing suicide. Nrideham ajyam sulabham sudulabham plavan sukalpam guru khanadharam mayanukulena nabhasvatheritam puman bhavabdhim natharet saatmaha. Here the Lord is inferring, quote, so many boats are passing, and I am helping like a favorable wind. The helmsman is Guru, and I am the favorable wind. The boat is the human body, and you should all take this opportunity to cross the ocean of life, birth, and death. The world is compared to the infinite. It resembles infinity. It is very difficult to cross the ocean of life and death, birth and death. If you want to escape these troubles, janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha doshanudashanam, you must take the chance. Otherwise, you will lose so much that it amounts to suicide. Close quote. The grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presupposes some selection, but Sri Nityananda Prabhu's grace has no selection. He gives his grace to whoever he comes across. Nityananda Prabhu is so magnanimous that he saves whoever he comes across on his way. His mercy is so raw, undiscriminating, and broad. Nityananda Prabhu is most benevolent. Mahaprabhu has a sort of discrimination, but Nityananda Prabhu does not care for any discrimination whatsoever. Whether one is a fit or an unfit candidate, he is still counted as worthy. Such is his mercy. Never dare to approach Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, neglecting the grace of Lord Nityananda. Henanitai vinibhai Radha Krishna paitinai. So our revered Sripad Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj laid stress on Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu is Lord Balaram. Nityananda Prabhu's grace is stressed for the fallen. His grace is real wealth for them because discrimination has hardly a place in it. Although not much, we nonetheless find some sort of discrimination in the magnanimity of Lord Gauranga. But Nityananda Prabhu is more generous. So first go to Nityananda Prabhu, and by his grace you will go to Mahaprabhu. And by the grace of Mahaprabhu you will easily reach Sri Sri Radha Govinda in Vrindavan. This is the way shown to us. Yata yata gora padaravinde vindeta bhaktin krita punya rashihi tatha tathotsar pati hridyakasmat radha padam bhoja sudhambu rashihi. From Sri Chaitanya Chandramrita. Quote, as devotion unto the lotus feet of Sri Gaurasunda is attained by a greatly pious person, unexpectedly the ocean of nectar, which is the service of the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha, is accordingly born within his heart. Close quote. Percolated by the mercy of Sri Gauranga, try to approach Srimati Radharani. Then there will be no possibility of any dirt entering you and disturbing you in that plane. That will be percolated by Sri Gauranga. If you have the shelter of Sri Gauranga, you can be sure that you will very safely, smoothly, and intimately attain to the service of Srimati Radharani. Otherwise it is very dangerous and sometimes suicidal. If you do not approach through Sri Gauranga, the attempt will be reactionary. It is very dangerous to approach Sri Vrindavan and Srimati Radharani directly. you must approach commanded by Sri Gauranga. In other words, if you can appreciate the life of Sri Gauranga, the ideal of Sri Gauranga, then karma, mundane desire, etc., will be exhaustively eliminated. You will be really purified to be acceptable to that domain of the highest Leela. So here in Koladeep, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his best to all. Kulya gramete ashi Sri Krishna Chaitanya hena nahi yare prabhu na karila dhanya. He gave the most desirable service, service of the sweetest type. Such service is found in Vrindavan, and Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Dev recommended Vrindavan life as the highest. Neither knowledge nor power can even approach this Vrindavan service. In Vrindavan, heart is everything. Sri Uddhava also said, Asam aho charana renu jusam ahang syat Vrindavane kim api gulma latau shadhinam yajuscajam svajanam acha patang cha hitva Bheju Mukunda Paravim Shrutibir Vimrigyam. From Srimad Bhagavatam. Quote, ignoring society and even scriptures, they, the gopis, have given themselves up to the absolute. They gave up their own relatives and what is socially considered to be holy. They gave up everything for the cause of the service of the Lord. Close quote. So Uddhava, the highest type of devotee, said, quote, I aspire after a birth as a blade of grass or some plant in Vrindavan, so that the feet dust of the gopis easily falls on my head. Close quote. So high is the position of the gopis and Vrindavan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended that very thing with the added feature of distributing it to others. Giving it to others, one may have a wholesale dealing with a life so divine. All conceptions of dharma, duty, adharma, irreligion, jnana, knowledge, renunciation, liberation, etc., they are very, very low in comparison to these affairs of Vrindavan. Here the heart is everything. Whoever has tenacity to follow this line has the greatest hope of success in life. And again, Tishtya yad asin mat sneho bhavatinan mat apanaha. From Srimad Bhagavatam. Quote, it is supposed that one who gets my connection is fortunate, but I consider it my fortune that I got your, the gopis, connection. Others say that anyone who gets my connection is fortunate, but I consider myself fortunate because I have your connection. I am the most fortunate. It is my fortune that I have your connection, so it is sure that I shall be yours. I shall always be yours. Close quote. Such things are spoken by Krishna when he met the gopis at Kurukshetra. Such things are unattainable. People cannot even think so high that such a life is possible. Bhaktya sanjataya bhaktya. From Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhakti will produce more bhakti. And that bhakti will also produce more bhakti. In this way, nothing else comes as fruit. Bhakti is such a thing. It is its own reward. Yasyaha kadapi vasananchala kelanotha danyatidhanya pavanena kritatamani yogindra durgama gatir madhusudanopi tasyaha namostu vrishabhanu bhuvo dishepi. By Sri Prabhatananda Sarasvati Pada. Here it has been told that once the flow of the wind had touched some part of the cloth or dress of Srimati Radharani, that wind touched Krishna's body and Krishna was beside himself with cheer, with gladness, with pleasure. Quote, oh, I felt a touch of the wind that blew past the dress of Radharani. I am so fortunate. Close quote. And who is that Krishna? All the religious experts, scholars, yogis, etc., they are all hunting after Krishna's grace. And that Krishna, he thinks himself fortunate if he gets a little touch of the breeze that blew past the dress of Srimati Radharani. So pure is Srimati Radharani. Her surrender, her service is so pure that even a touch of that wind makes Krishna, Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord himself, think that he has gained the highest fortune. He feels, I am so fulfilled in my life. Srimati Radharani's position is first and foremost. Sri Jayadev Goswami has written that Krishna wants the feet dust of Srimati Radharani. Dehi Padapallavam Udaram, from Gita Govinda. However, ordinary people cannot understand this. Only the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by his grace, can understand anything of the substance of Radha Dasyam, the servitude of Srimati Radharani. So Radha Dasyam is the highest aspiration of the Gaudiya Vaishnava. After Sri Chaitanya Dev took sannyas, he wandered throughout South India and conquered the religious conceptions there. At Banaras, Sri Swarup Damara also wanted to take sannyas, but the function was half done. When the Lord arrived at Puri, Sri Swarup Damara became as though mad, and with his sannyas function half completed, he ran to Puri. His name was Purushottama, and his brahmachari name was Swarupananda. So with this name still, he ran to Puri like a madman to see his guardian and friend, his everything. He greeted Sri Chaitanya Dev with this shloka. Hello dhunita kheraya vishadaya pranmilad amodaya shamyach chastra vivadaya rasadaya chitar piton madaya shashvat bhakti vinodaya shamadaya madoja marya daya Sri Chaitanya daya nidhe tava daya puyad Amanda Doya, from Sri Chaitanya Chandra Doya, Natak. Quote, O ocean of mercy, Sri Chaitanya, that mercy which effortlessly dispels all lamentation, that mercy within which absolute purity resides, that mercy within which supreme ecstasy is revealed, overshadowing all else, that mercy which ends all scriptural debates by its appearance, that mercy which charms all directions by its pastimes of divine love, by its absolute sweetness, may that all-expansive mercy of yours, the bestower of all goodness, awaken in our hearts. Close quote. Sri Swarup Damara fell at the feet of Sri Chaitanya Dev with this shloka on his lips. Quote, O great ocean of mercy, Sri Chaitanya Dev, let your grace be distributed to one and all. You are the ocean of grace. Let that grace be distributed to one and all. It is the grace which once begun never comes to end in any other wave. It will never produce any bad thing thereafter. Your doya, your mercy, is of such quality that if anyone gets a particle of it, then in no time that mercy will eliminate any bad position. Mando means bad position, so Amanda Daya is such daya that won't bring inauspiciousness at any time. Close quote. Like a mad friend fallen at his feet, Sri Swarup Damara sang this shloka to Sri Chaitanya Dev. In the line of instruction from Sri Chaitanya Dev, Sri Swarup Damara is first, then Sri Rupa Sanatan. Vishvambara Priyankara Sri Swarupa Damodara Sri Goswami Rupa Sanatan. Sri Swarup Damodara's position is such. In Vrindavan, his position is Lalita Sakhi. Puyad means Ashirvad, blessings. Quote, I bestow my blessings to one and all. One and all may get the blessings of Sri Chaitanya Dev. Close quote. A hint of the particular standard of Srimati Lalita Devi's service has been given by Srila Rupa Goswami. Radha Mukunda Pada Sambhava Gharma Bindu Nirman Chano Pakarane Krita Deha Lakshyam. When Lalita Devi finds a drop of perspiration at the feet of Sri Sri Radha Govinda, she furiously engages herself to remove it. Quote, how has it come here? We are circumambulating them to see that not the least pain can enter this domain to trouble them. But how without our notice has this perspiration appeared? Perspiration, perspiration. Close quote. So she is furiously chastising herself and wants to immediately take birth 1,100,000 times. With that force she comes to remove that drop of perspiration from the lotus feet of either of the divine couple. If the least difficulty is seen in the serving area, the Lord's associates can't tolerate it in any way, and such eagerness, self-abuse and earnestness is found in them. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Sanatana deha tyage Krishna yadi paye koti deha kshane ke thabe charite pariye. From Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Antyalila. Quote, O Sanatana, to attain the service of Krishna, I want to immediately die 10 million times. I am ready to embrace 10 million deaths if that will help me serve him. Close quote. The Hladini Shakti, the feeling potency, is Srimati Radharani. Even she feels dissatisfaction within herself. I can't. This holds the extreme position. I can't do my service, my duty. I can't do it. At the meeting in Shyamanta Panchaka at Kurukshetra, Krishna himself suddenly fell at Srimati Radharani's feet and begged forgiveness. Quote, I am an offender, a criminal to your position. You are so self-giving. I cannot fulfill my real duty towards you. Your service to me is so loving. I can't do my duty to you. Close quote. But Srimati Radharani said, quote, It is I who am committing offences because I am still living despite your separation. In your separation I am still living. That proves that I am the offender. I am the offender, not you, because I am living. That is sufficient proof that I am not fit for you. Why did I not die with the separation? There is the proof. Close quote. Krishna fell at her feet. Quote, Your position is so high, so high. So long I was without you, increasing my different duties. Without trying to satisfy you, I engaged myself in consideration of different duties. Close quote. But Srimati Radharani said, quote, No, no, it is I who am the offender, that I did not die without your company. We find in the scriptures that the male has such freedom, but not the female. So I should have died in the separation. And you have no offense that you left me to do so many duties here and there. You have so many duties to discharge, but I am only for your service. As such, I could not keep up the standard. Close quote. Such was the meeting at Kurukshetra. So in Krishna's pastimes, the potencies are Sandhini, Sangvit and Hladini. Hladini holds the highest position because of wholesale self-surrender. Next is Sangvit, and then third is the position of the Sandhini. Thinking, feeling and willing. Willing is Sandhini. Thinking is Sangvit. And feeling is Hladini. Ordinarily we may think that feeling is the last of all, but no, it is the first. Feeling is first. Feeling, real feeling, has been given such a high position. We are all under feeling. We are all searching, and feeling is commanding. We think feeling is the result. No, feeling is commanding everything. First feeling, then thinking, then willing. Generally, the karmis give the better hand to willing, willpower, all command. And the gyanis place everything in thinking. Quote, we command the will, so we are holding the high position. Close quote. But feeling is at the basis of everything. He or it or she is commanding everything. It has been told like that. We have to understand the position of feeling. Hare Krishna. Thus ends the 12th and final chapter of Sermons of the Guardian of Devotion. Every word is a song